feet.
Okay, let's just get stuck into this. And I apologise if you're eating your cornflakes or your eggs this morning.
It's disgusting. I haven't actually seen it.
It's on the yeah.
It's definitely a bit nasty.
It's a bit vile. Hi guys, I'm shook. I have been seeing a fella from college for 2 months, but this was the first time I stayed in his place over the weekend. He is so lovely. I can't say that there's anything wrong with him, but this is a bit of a red flag. I got a bit of a smell on the sheets the morning after we woke up.
Oh.
Hard to describe it, but just a bit musty. I said to him, "When was the last time you washed these?" He turned around and said that he hadn't changed them since he started his course in September.
No.
He went on to say that he goes home at weekends, therefore not sleeping full weeks in these sheets. He says every now and then he freshens them up with a bit of Lynx.
Oh God.
That is disgusting.
A different breeze, yeah.
No, Lynx. He sprays them with Lynx. I don't know what to say or think or do. Understandable. Like I said, he's a good guy, but how vile is this? I have slept on these sheets, lads. How often do you change your sheets? Is this what lads do? And I'm just not aware of it. I'm taking a break from him for a few days while I process this. I would like to know what you feel about it.
I've done the maths, all right?
Okay.
Since September 1st to today, it has been 190 days.
No.
Oh.
190 days those bed sheets have been there. Now, let's not jump to conclusions. Okay? This man could be a very clean man. He could only sleep in his bed maybe once a week. No?
No, he's in college. He lives in the house.
But like, come here now. Yeah. Right. Here's, not going to say it's disgusting, but here, I changed my bed sheets at home in my little shack at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Christmas bed sheets. Yeah. Now, I stayed there, I'd say, for the whole week of Christmas. Then I was back to Waterford. And then I say I've stayed twice since then. And the same sheets are on it. Now, I haven't slept in it. So does that warrant, like, should I be changing them? Like, because I'm only staying there for one night, so it's not a big deal. And obviously, yes, I know I should change them.
You don't want them
fresh.
Yeah,
I would, but that's just a task I don't want to do when I come home for the weekend. I'm not saying I'm filthy. I would change my bed sheets in Waterford, I'd say, 2 weeks, maybe at a push 3 weeks if I'm just busy. But then again, sometimes I'm not in my house 24/7.
Okay.
But like, if you're not sleeping in the bed, should you still be giving them those 2 week timeline? Because I'm just saying, he might stay in a friend's house.
No, I think the point is he has made it clear that she has made it clear that he is living in that house and he hasn't changed his sheets in September. I don't buy the whole he might not have slept there. I think it's fairly obvious.
I'm just giving him the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. I just think you're being too harsh on this poor fella. Just trying to live his life and he's getting slandered on the radio here.
But I think the thing is, like, she has now realised that for 190 days those sheets haven't been changed and she slept in over the weekend. I can understand you say she's been dramatic. I actually don't think she has been that dramatic. I think she's a bit like, oh, this is so disgusting and vile, and she's realised. Now, that said, right, maybe he just didn't realise. Maybe he moved off to college, like, finding his way and realised, actually,
I would put money on it.
He was mammied.
Yeah. I would put money on it that his mammy changed his bed sheets.
Yes. Yeah. So can we give him the benefit of the doubt on that?
No.
Like, front, no.
No.
No, you wouldn't stand for it, Rachel.
No, not a hope. As someone who unfortunately spends time in college houses, no, that is nasty. College houses are nasty. I don't care where you go to college, where you're living. You could be living in the nicest mansion ever. College houses are just nasty.
It is advisable, according to the New York Times, that you change your bed sheets once a week, right? So a bit like what Killian said, the most that I would leave mine on probably is 10 days. Like, I think the thought of...
Killian's eyes are 3 weeks for bed.
No, not 3 weeks. I am very much like, I love clean sheets. Especially, I'm pretty sure I do it most weekends because I like the idea of Sunday night getting into like a nice clean bed, nice pajamas, nice fresh pajamas, starting off the week on a right note.
So what is the answer? Is it a week? Is it a week and a half? Is it 2 weeks? Is it 190 days?
It's not 190 days. Can we try and get a read of the Southeast for this girl this morning and get your take on how often should you be changing your bed sheets? Is this a red flag and should she be saying bye bye? Or is it a case of, can we just educate him a little bit? Let's just get through some of the reactions. Sandra in Waterford was on. I just spat out my coffee. Green puke emoji face. That is absolutely vile. Has to be changed once a week. Melissa said no. Absolutely disgusting. Between dead skin and hair and sweating in the bed, I'd be sick. I change my bed sheets every week and it's only me, and it's definitely be saying you need to change your bed sheets at least every 2 weeks. Anonymous. I'm the queen of getting the ick and I'd give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he hasn't figured out how to adult yet. College is a tough time. Probably didn't change mine when I was there either because it wasn't on my mind. I was too busy having a good time. He can be taught if everything else is great about him. You have to leave room for minor flaws, and that's something that can be changed. I do take that kind of point on board. Or like, if he is such a lovely guy, I think it's vile, but I think we can move forward if he learns how to use the washing machine.
I think so. Yeah. Now, we have Jim on the phone.
How are you, Jim?
Well, how are you getting on?
We're good, hon, we're good. Now, you're slightly in this guy's corner. You're slightly defending him because you believe that...
I'm 100% defending.
Okay, go for it. You were a college guy. What was your bedsheet situation?
Well, I just want to say your anonymous texter was on the ball there because... I think the Daily Dilemma's boyfriend is kind of he's just a standard fella. Do you know, we were reared here in Ireland. We all have Irish mammies, and we're used to them kind of doing everything for us until we spread our wings and you know, leave the nest. And I did 4 years in college down in Waterford, and I can't remember ever changing
Jim,
my bedsheet.
Jim, that's a lot.
I'm not gonna lie though, I had it done for me. Mammy called down the odd time maybe and did it. I had a full time girlfriend for the majority of the 4 years, so I know she definitely did it. She's now my wife, so
come on, Jim.
She's still doing it. Unfortunately for her.
Well, fair play to you, Jim. You know, like, not many people would admit it. And can I just point out as well that it's all about the lads here, and like it's a problem with the lads, and yes, like, yeah, maybe it's just mammy boys. But there's women out there that are filthy as well and that do not clean. I can tell you that. I've met
not
a few.
Me.
Ask anyone who works in, like, you know, services and cleaning and stuff like that. Cleaning up after women, there does be fake tan everywhere. There does be toilets left in an awful state. They pretend like everything's, you know, hunky-dory, but it's not. What goes on behind the scenes is shocking.
Shocking. Jim. Can
anyway,
I just...
Give the lad a break.
Yeah, give him a break.
A little bit of life advice. Just go and talk to him. Just say... Be honest with them. Lads are tough. You know, this is how we do with each other. We just say things and we get on with it, and there's no fighting and crying about things. Tell him, hey, look, that's nasty. Change your sheets a little bit more often. I don't want to sleep in that. And he'd rather have you in the bed than the hassle of not changing sheets, you know? So that's my advice.
Very well said, darling. Thanks so much, Jim, for your honesty, Jim. Have a great Monday.
Have a good day, Jim.
Can we finish with this? Because, like, obviously there is a lot of that's vile, but I do appreciate that Jim has said, look, this is not a deal breaker. You can move forward in the relationship. Keelan is the voice of optimism this morning. Me and my girlfriend changed the bed sheets end of week 2, start of week 3. And we play this song, The Eye of the Tiger, every time. And we try and get the bed changed before the song is finished because it makes the task more fun.
I'm looking at you now. 4 minutes and 2 seconds. If you're changing bed sheets in that time, absolutely fair play.
Go on, Keelan. Thank you so much. We'll leave it right there.